Music Teacher Dilemmas, thoughts from the Happy Music Teacher.
It's the Happy Music Teacher!
Are you an elementary music teacher who's frustrated and overwhelmed? I'm Jeanette Shorey, a happy music teacher who loves teaching every day, but it wasn't long ago I was in your shoes.
Join me weekdays as I answer all the questions that elementary music teachers have surrounding what's going on in their classroom, what their students are doing, and the challenges they face every day. Do know that these are my thoughts and they are my suggestions on what you might do better. If you disagree with me, that is totally your prerogative. These are just my suggestions and things that have kept me being a happy music teacher for over 25 years. If you do find something valuable, I'd be so thankful if you'd leave me a 5-star review. Now let's get into today's question. Today's question comes from an anonymous member. So today, during a huge rehearsal with 160 plus kids, our middle high school choral director came onto the stage and began interrupting rehearsal by taking over and teaching the kids right in front of me. She began talking to them about their singing and instrument playing and basically took over my rehearsal. My students don't even know her or have any contact with her. I was so upset that she did that and felt like it was a very unprofessional thing to do. How would you handle this situation? So I have actually had this exact situation happen to me. And unfortunately, it was with my administrator. And I was not able to do a lot during the rehearsal, but she totally came in and took over my rehearsal. And she really made me look bad in front of the students. So I want to just tell you, first of all, I'm really sorry that that happened to you, and I want to give you some thoughts. I know in this situation, it was probably really difficult to interrupt or to, figure out what to do, but I might be thoughtful about what you could do. So I'm going to give you some perspective. First of all, I think it was very unprofessional of her to do this. And, I'm kind of appalled that she disrespected you like that. And I think that should a situation like that happen again, I would use a pause in her teaching and just walk right up and be like, "Thank you so much for sharing your expertise. We really appreciate it. And now we need to get back to our rehearsal." And, kind of just interrupt her. And because she obviously interrupted you. And I think that if you do it in a polite and respectful way and thank her for her tips, then, it would be okay to interrupt and, be a little bit forceful. Stand up for yourself in this situation, because it was not okay for her to do this. So that's the first thing. I would totally thank her and interrupt her and be like, "That was so amazing. Thank you so much for those tips." And then I would pull her aside, because if she's done it once, she's going to do it again. So if you haven't had a conversation, and this is not an email conversation or a text type conversation, this has to be done in person. And I know now it's well after the fact, but before the new school year, I would pull her aside and say to her, "I am so thankful." I mean, thank her first and be like, "I am so thankful for your expertise, and I would truly love for you to work with my chorus and, get us, if you feel there are things that my students can be doing better, I would love for you to come in during a rehearsal when we're not in our big end of the year rehearsal and rehearse my students." And it is so great to have a second person, giving feedback, because when kiddos hear something from somebody else, it really, especially something that I've been telling them, it really makes a difference. And I would love for you to do that. but it was not okay for you to interrupt my rehearsal. It made me look bad. It made me feel like I was not capable of doing my job, and it just was not okay with me. Whatever you want to say, but it is important to have a conversation with this person so that she knows that in the future there's a way to do it, but it is not in the way she did it. Then I might be thoughtful about what can you do in the future. You really want to think about, did she have some points that were valid? And maybe, you know, that was her way. It was done incorrectly, but I feel like you can always learn and grow as a person in your professional life as well as in your personal life. And, you know, maybe you want to have a conversation with her and say, what did you see that I need to work on? And, you know, because let's face it, I mean, maybe you have tons of amazing choral experience. I know I've got a lot of really good choral experience, but she's doing it every day, day in and day out. And probably if you're an elementary music teacher, general music teacher, and I don't know, but if you are, you are not doing it day in and day out. So she probably had some valid points. Again, she didn't do it the right way, but maybe you want to be thoughtful about how you can learn and grow from her in a way that is okay with both of you. So possibly, I don't know either of you, but possibly she was seeing some things that maybe you could do better. Again, she didn't do it in the right way. And I may be totally wrong there. She may not have seen anything. She may just think her way is better. Who knows? But you want to be thoughtful about, first of all, how you can handle the situation differently in the future. And you want to make sure you have that conversation with her. And if there are things that you feel like you can grow and learn from her, then, you know, maybe have that conversation as well. If you have a question, do feel free to email me at Jeanette@thehappymusicteacher.com so that I can address your questions as well. Well, that's all I have for you today. But before I go, let me remind you, keep learning, keep growing, and keep being fabulous you.
This podcast is a proud member of the Teach Better Podcast Network. Better today, better tomorrow, and the podcast to get you there. Explore more podcasts at teachbetter.com/podcasts, and we'll see you at the next episode.